Welcome back now to Trade Talk with NAFB. I'm Susan Littlefield on the American Ag Network. Heidi Fisher joins us now with the Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. And based out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, let's talk about what you're seeing right now, Heidi, is kind of the state of the dairy industry and things that you guys at Edge can help them out with.
Sure. I think two of the big topics that we are hearing a lot from our member dairy farm members is, one, the issue with immigration and the direction that that will take, and also with trade and tariffs and how that's impacting the pricing, whether it be their feed costs or equipment and stuff that they're purchasing for their farms.
So let's start with the employment side of it. What are some things that you guys are doing to aid them and maybe just documentation-wise or even finding folks to come work?
With most farms, they use a network, you know, with their current employees to find additional employees to add to their staff. But I think one of the big things that we are doing and we're taking to Washington and sharing with our elected officials is the need for a pathway for those that do need to either have a work visa or some sort of a visa to allow them to stay here. And so we're really expressing those concerns about how it's important for the whole food chain as well as keeping grocery costs and everything down.
For you guys, as you have these conversations, what is their feel right now when it's good? Once they have their staff, it's easy to retain them because they love what they do, but to get them to that point and get them there.
Yeah, I hold weekly, monthly meetings with my employees, and we go through the different, like, reassurance of, you know, who ICE is trying to, you know, detain and remove. And I'm trying to assure them that, you know, there will hopefully be a path, and I'm working towards that path and trying to, you know, keep their fears low.
Well, it's kind of nice for them to know that the voice is there for them as well.
Yes, and to know that I'm an active, you know, I'm out there, you know, fighting for them too. That I think that's important for them to know.
What do you like about the involvement you have within the dairy industry and obviously being part of Edge?
For me, I came from corporate America before I joined my husband on the dairy farm. So for me, this kind of gives me an outlet, and it gives me a chance to stand up and, you know, use my voice and use my position to help change some policy and help educate members in Congress and other places on what's truly happening on the dairy farm, what we're seeing, what we're experiencing.
So besides employment, what are some of the other key things that you guys are looking at the cooperative?
Trade is a big thing, you know, making sure that Canada and Mexico trade agreement for 2026 stays in place and that we're honoring the agreement that was also put in place previously. And then making sure that we are finding different trade opportunities, like in Southeast Asia, Northern Africa, all of those. But then, you know, sharing the tariffs, because as dairy farmers, we a lot of times have to eat that cost. We don't have a consumer we can turn around and help spread the cost of that out onto. So I think sometimes politicians lose sight of that, you know, who is the tariffs truly impacting? And, like, I have nobody to spread, help share that cost with.
Anything else you'd like to add?
Keep buying dairy products and eat a lot of cheese.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Heidi, joining us here. We are at NAFB's Trade Talk in Kansas City.